Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole.
Yeah, baby, it's your man DJ Big Stu. You know we got that Sisters on the Grind mixtape in the stores right now. That joint is fire. You know that joint is fire. Got your girl Moxie Forever, Smoke Dog, John Miss, Thug Missus, Madame Madonna, Miss Peaches, and your girl Nicolette. Make sure y'all support that. Harlem Stand Up, Queensbridge Stand Up, Brooklyn Stand Up, everybody across the world stand up. Sisters on the Grind. Make sure you get that. This one for all them sisters out there that be handling.
DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Yes, yes. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is your girl, Kay Nicole. Ladies Night, you know how we do it. I got DJ Big Stu in the building with me, and
we're
going to be holding it down. You know how it goes. Tonight's topic is the 90-day rule. What do you think?
90-day lie.
I mean, you know, everybody got their own opinion about things, you know. I don't know, but, you know, we're gonna chop it up and break it down. Do we feel like women should wait 90 days?
Nope.
When dating a fella before she even get him close enough to the cookie?
No, they'll never make it to 90 days.
Listen,
they talk about 90 days, but they don't never make it to 90 days.
I you know what, Stu? That's a good point of view, you know what I'm saying? Because, really, to be honest with you, I don't know. That's a long time, first off. And I think it's everybody's preference. Your preference is your preference. But
unless they're a real church girl or something like that. But
really,
the average girl going out partying, you know, unless they like virgins already or, you know, the average girl that's been doing her thing and then she just come out of nowhere and saying, all right, from now on, I'm going to do a 90-day rule. It don't usually work for those girls like that. Now, girls that, you know, they only been with one guy and they break up with him and then they were so in love, yeah, they be going 90 days or maybe even a year. There's some women that been out for a year or two, but the girls that party, they don't make 90 days.
I don't know. I mean, you know, you're right. Cause drinking and sex go together is definitely a fact. But you know what? Like I said, I think it's everybody's preference. Good Lord, 90 days for me is a long, long time. But I think it's your preference, and I think you do what you got to do. But, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with waiting a little while so you can get to know a little bit about the person. But do it take 90 days? And then after the 90 days, you think he's going to respect you more than he would if you and him had sex before the 90 days? I mean, you could get a guy that wait 90 days just for the coochie and then dish you. You know what I'm saying?
Who knows? Some dudes don't even want to wait 90 days. They like, what do you mean 90 days?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
A lot of dudes is not. You got some
90 days? You I mean, if you, I don't know.
You got some guys that's going to wait around. And I mean, it depends on what the girl means to him. You understand what I'm saying? And that depends on her, too. Depends on how much he mean to her. To me, I just think, you know, we all adults. I think we can make a decision, an adult decision.
Once again, if a person's partying, they're not, well, especially if it's a guy, if he's partying and he's single, 90 days.
Listen, don't.
Now, being 90 days for a guy, that's a slump.
Listen, don't make it like men can't wait for
they
those
could.
Sex. Don't make it like they
you know,
don't have the capability.
If they're a virgin.
No.
If they training for
Come
a fight.
On, if a guy is really into a female and that's what it is, that's what it
they
is.
They training for the decathlon, the Olympics, or, you know, they just want to be celibate for the last time, you know. But, nah. A partying dude, 90 days ain't happening.
I mean, he might wait 90 days for one girl while he's doing his thing with somebody else.
Then ain't no 90-day wait.
It's waiting for her. He waited 90 days for her. He didn't say nothing about her not doing nothing in total.
Now, guys will tell you that's not the 90-day rule if he waits 90 days for her. And
he's messing around with somebody else.
Yeah, because all he's doing then is putting in time. That's what they call investing time. And that's
exactly, but he's still investing.
The 90-day rule for the man is actually when he's not having sex with me, but and he's being, all right, I'm about you, and this is 90 days, too.
All right, see, I'm glad you came that way. Now I'm going to ask you, Stu, you wouldn't wait?
90
you
days?
You don't think a girl's good enough to wait that long for before you get it?
I wouldn't say she was good enough, but I'm not going to say I'm going to wait neither.
So if a girl had you wait 90 days, you're just going to be like, ah.
I can't say what can happen in 90 days. That's 3 months.
I mean, especially if you and a person, to me, I agree with you, because especially if you see this person often and you attracted to the person.
I can't dry hump you for 90 days. That's not going to happen.
It can happen.
90 days dry humping you, something going to slip in somewhere.
Now, that's a question, too. Do the 90-day rule mean no sex, period? Or do it mean a fool around?
And if
different
if we
things.
Ain't touching or kissing or nothing, we ain't dating. We just friends. Like,
I mean,
you
definitely got to be
and
kissing
you might not
yourself.
Even see me that much after 10 days. If things don't be going right, it'd be like, well, hey, they ain't going to make it to 90 days. I ain't going to lie. It ain't no kissing or nothing. It's just straight up walk you to go to the movies and everything. I mean, I hear chivalry, but you got to do something back to show the man that you
I think it's. I think it still be things happening, but I don't think that, I don't know. I guess everybody, like I said, it's your preference. In this day and age,
you gonna have
90
to
days
is
a long
man
time.
To keep him coming back for 90 days.
You're going to have to do something. No, I think it's his preference, too. If that was a girl he really feel he like, she got her morals, and this is her moral. This is what she need, you know, in order for her to feel like he is the one or to get to know him better. It's not really a long time if you think about it.
Yo, I'm going to tell you like this. Most guys will say what this record right here says.
It's K. Nicole, ladies' night.
I don't mean no harm, ladies.
And we discussing the 90-day rule.
I'm going to tell you something about your 90-day rule. Say if you do 90 days, right?
Uh-huh.
And it don't work out after 90 days, this is what the guy is going to be playing every time you think about you.
Bitches oh, ain't shit but right. Hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out of here.
I used to know a bitch named Merrick Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tight than the motherfucker with the gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton Street. Peace. The shit got deep and it was dumb. Number one song after number one song. As long as my motherfucking pockets was fat. I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with a white bitch doing the shit she do. Sucking on a dick just to get a buck or two. And the few ends she got didn't mean nothing. Now she's suing, cause shit that she be doing ain't shit. Bitch can't hang with the streak, she found herself to show. So now she's taking me to court. That's real conversation for your ass. So recognize and pass the day.
Now as I'm rolling with my nigga Dre and Eastwood, fucking hoes clocking dough up to no good. We flip flop and serve hoes like flapjack.
But we don't let them have.
Bitch, and it's like that. This is what you look for in a hoe who got cash flow. You run up in them hoes and grab the cash and get your dash on. While you're chilling with your homies and shit, and how my niggas kick the anthem like this.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Mixed on these nuts and sucks the dick. Get the fuck out of here.
To get me a photo. Snoop Doggy Dogg page, it must mean more hope.
So I head down the street to Long Beach just so I can meet a freak to lick me from my head to my feet. And I'm here now, I'm ready to be done up. Nothing but homies around, so I put my gun up. Bitches on my nuts like clothes. But I'm from the pound and we don't love them hoes. How could you trust a hoe? Cause a hoe's a trick, I don't let them trick. Cause a trick's a bitch and my dick constantly in the mouth. Turning them trick assholes the fuck out now.
I once had a bitch named Mandy May. Used to be all in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the pearl tongue. The homies used to tell me that she was no good, but I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoop Eastwood. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what, got dappled by one time. I'm back to the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I get released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DOC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scoop in a coupe, Snoop, we got news. Your girl was tricking while you was draping your county blues. I ain't been out a second, and already gotta do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the blocks as we groove up the blocks. See my girl's house, Drake, pass the Glock, kicking the dough. I look on the floor, it's my little cousin Daz, and he's fucking my hoe. Yo, I uncock my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still low, man. Fuck a bitch.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Licks on these nuts and sucks the dick. Get the fuck out of here.
Ho, it's your girl K Nicole. This is Ladies Night on B-Stool Radio. And we are discussing the 90-day rule. Should women wait 90 days before when dating, before having sex? Or should she just like just let it loose and
let
enjoy her life? Now, Stu, does the 90-day rule apply to the men?
Nope.
I mean, yeah, in some way, some men got their own little standards.
Bet your dollar that it is.
I mean, in some sense, some people feel like men should apply some type of rule to the game.
They may feel that men should
have some kind of morals to themselves.
It's only a handful of men that do that. It ain't all the men that do
that. I mean, it's not all about the sex. You got to think about other things. He could wind up getting her pregnant, and he could wind up having a baby. He's not ready for the baby. Or, you
that's
know,
still not going to make a 90-day rule.
I mean, he could just overall want her to love him for him and want to find out what she's about, too.
Once again, I'm going to say it again. Unless he's training for a fight, the Olympics, any type of sporting event, or, you know, he decided, so he got heartbroken and he decided to go celibate, you know what I'm saying? But the average dude partying, That's not going to happen.
I mean, I think sometimes the men should have a little morals with it. You know, they don't got to just wham, bam, thank you. Because it's not fair. Think about
it. He might not even say thank you. He might
think
just
about
wham,
it.
Bam, but
some
he's
men,
not going to go 90 days.
Let me tell you, some men really think that women, if you give it up on the first day or whatever, sometimes in the mindset, the women are loose to the men. Which is weird, because if he's giving it up in the first sense, it's the same thing. Like, we just going to always have a never-ending cycle of the men get to do things and women don't. Like, that's ridiculous at this time and age.
I'm going to tell you like this.
It's just because it's accepted that way.
If the man give it up, right, and the women don't want to see him again, he'll be mad for a little bit, but all right, whatever. I got that. If the woman give it up and the man don't want to see it, she has a different feeling. That's why that's like that.
It's not like that. A man has a feeling, too, especially if he was feeling a girl. But, yes, women are more emotional.
He's feeling a girl, but, you know, once he get it and once, you know, she heard him, and then she, at the end of the day, it became, I hit that.
Exactly. See, this is why women got that 90-day rule now, because of stuff like that.
But your 90-day rule turned into 3 days and a dinner at Red Lobster, then it's over.
Yeah, Red Lobster.
I'm going to tell you
now,
what
let
you
me
break
ask you
women
this.
90
let
day
me ask
rule.
You this. So
a
if
gift.
It depends on the gift.
That's a gift or break it.
Then she ain't never had a 90-day rule anyway.
If a guy really want to break a woman 90-day rule, he take on something with her and her friends and her never done. And you know what happened? The woman started telling her friend, they be like, oh, girl, that's nice. He did that. She, I'm going to give him some. Yeah, he's really
is that
like
what
that.
You think women do?
He's the one.
That's how you think it go?
He's the one.
That's not how it go.
He's the one I'm going to give it to.
I'm going
to
tell you how it go. When we first
later,
met you that
girl,
first day.
I get that 90, but yeah, we know that you know you're going to see with us and all that. We know that.
Yeah,
but
that's so too.
90 days.
And we also know if we're going to make you wait.
No, but 90 days, you take a chance, guys. She might not like you in 90 days. You might not like her in 9 minutes, but you still will take her down. Like Stevie J say, take her down. You still take her
see,
down.
See, that's the problem right there. See, that right there is a problem, man.
It's
all right for the men to go do them, but if a woman is just open like that, you guys feel like she's a whore, which is crazy because you want to have sex with the woman. How can she be a whore and you're not? And it's all right, like, it's just crazy.
Well, you know, you're not going to get a husband. You
Why?
Get a lot of dates.
Somebody you know will marry that one girl, trust me.
I mean, somebody married Superho, you know, but I don't have. You
know? Superhead.
Somebody was Superhead.
All right, let
yeah,
me ask
Superhead.
You this, though.
Name,
so if
Superhead.
The 90-day rule, women put it on, right? All right, it's 90 days. Do that mean in them 90 days, can the guy backfire on the things he do? No lavish dinners? No concert tickets.
That's
none of this
it.
Stuff for the 90 days.
You see, let me tell
so
you.
So after
something.
The 90 days, he could spend some good
I'm
money.
I'm gonna keep it real ill with you right now. So Steve Harvey think like a man sit right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The concert supposed to be the day we supposed to hit it. You know what I mean? Now, because that's the whole plan. Now, you know, a dude when he's taking you to the concert.
Come on
he
now.
Already know. He know, like, yo, me and Shorty go, I'm going to get that. Y'all done kissed. Did, some signs done went down.
It's always
it
going to go down.
It all depends on what concert. Now, if it's a Bobby Brown concert, it might just be something to do. Now, if it's an Usher concert, it's going to be something to do after the Usher concert.
I don't know.
That's how I got to think. Now,
yeah, you're right, maybe.
You know, that's how I got to think. It's like, you know, we're going to do this. Now, you know, I'm going to do this. We're going to go to eat. Once a guy do that, take you to romantic dinner. We go back to your place, his place, to a hotel. That's where it's going down. Pity, pity, bow. You're going to already
maybe.
Be sauteed and milked and biscuits.
It all depends
gonna,
on the dude.
When the dude take you to that concert, he already know that.
Nah, it depends on him.
Know,
it depends on the whole
showed
day.
You done him a
it depends
sign.
On the whole entire day.
But you done showed him a sign already before he brought that ticket?
Yeah, but y'all could have had a horrible time at this concert.
Well, you know, it's hard to do that when you got a dude like Usher singing to a girl. Any smart guy know when you take a girl to a concert.
I don't think that would make me give it up. That wouldn't make me give
Let
it
me tell you something. This is what every guy knows when you take a girl to a
Usher concert.
Usher knew it. You know, whatever.
I know.
Whoever
I'm
was the hot
I'm
guy
it,
at the
I'm
time.
With it, I'm with it.
You get her a couple of
I'm
drinks,
trying to think.
And you let her yell and scream for him. Then you get behind her every slow song.
About.
You get behind every slow song. You just ride her slow every slow song that he say. Let her wave her hand. Oh, God, that's my song. She be waving her hand in the air. Taking pictures with the camera phone. Spilling her drink on the people in front of you. That's when you know. You just keep getting her drunk. You keep buying
oh, my God.
Drink, right?
Oh, my God.
Because she starts singing. And she don't, and everybody like that, she don't need to be singing. You know, she thinks she on the stage and and next thing you know, the dude is home with you. Your 90-day rule is gone. 90-day rule is gone in the cab because you already did something naughty
in
the cab.
All right, so now you did all of that and she still don't give it up. Now what?
Let me tell you something.
You're going to keep going because now you want it.
No.
You're not going to dump her after that Usher concert.
Let me tell you something. If she didn't give it up that night, she's giving it up tomorrow. Because you done dried, humped her, did Usher.
No, now she just like,
she
really likes me.
Yeah, and she went home and finger popped herself to you.
Oh, my God.
And now she wants to, for real, she went home and played with herself.
That's what y'all do. We don't do that. We don't just go and be like, oh, shoot.
See, guys, when, you know, when guys masturbate, they masturbate strange stuff. You know? Things
I'm pretty sure y'all can have a visual. Y'all was on a date. She had a fat ass, pretty face, whatever.
It depends.
We don't do that either. So we don't just go
masturbate
to
you
a cowboy.
You hump a girl enough times, dry hump her, drink it, boom, boom, bing, bang. Her drum, the sea, the boat, breeze, boom, little music, wine, boom. She's wet. She's wet in the cab. You finger pop it.
Yo, you is so nasty. What are you talking about?
Bite on her ear. I'm telling you, do all of this in the cab, then kick her out the cab. Like, I'll see you tomorrow. Yo, I'll call you. She went, huh?
Yeah, actually, that's a nice idea to work. But
and the girl will be like, huh? You'll be like, yo, I'll call you later. Yo, I had a great time with you. You want me to walk you to the door? She'll be like, and guaranteed, she's going to be like, you don't want to stay for a little while? And the next you know, you're going to go back and kiss and drive home and boom, 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 boom. And then, right after she nuts and you nut, that's when she'll remember her 90-day rule. I was supposed to do this. You made me do this. You helped me broke the rule.
I don't know what the heck you think women be doing. Like,
she was humping on you and kissing on you and biting your neck. But she said you made her do it.
It wasn't that. She was already going to. If she did it like that, she already had it in her mind.
Yeah, she already knew, but she had the 90-day rule lie like all the women have.
The real female that went to the concert and enjoyed your time, you had a kiss, and you went home. Straight up.
And the real female?
You would have been calling her the next day because now you mad that you done spent all this money on a concert and all that shit and all you got was some tongue kiss. So now you're going to keep dating her because you want to see what the hell this cookie is about. Because
she already told you what mode she in.
What she already told you? That you're going to wait 90 days?
The next song tells you we put girls in category. And this song...
Men got a lot of rules still there.
You looking
though.
For this guy right here.
All right, be real. Like, when you guys first meet a girl, right, you get the number, y'all kicking it, blah, 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 whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't do like some of y'all do. Some of y'all do the, oh, I'm calling like 3 days type shit. You know what I'm saying? Or don't call her the first week. You go out with her, and you be like, I don't call her right away. Don't be down.
Truth,
thirsty.
It all depends how big her butt and her titties and how she look. You know, if she looking bad, he going to call you that day. If she looking like, yeah, all right, boom, boom, bam, boom. If she's got a bad reputation, but he still want to hit it, he going to call her later. If it depends. But if she's looking for this type of guy that want to do this, these guys left with the new Jack Swing. There ain't no more guys ready to do this no more.
Yeah.
No more. No more. There's no more guys that's out here willing to holler at you and just tell you, call you up, want to sneak over to your house, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning,
through the years.
And when he gets there, all he want to do when he gets there,
all I'm looking for is
just understand you the way you want him to understand you, like what you was talking about.
All my life.
Or do you want him to be the guy to say something like
why
this?
Why don't you give me that commitment?
That's the ideal guy right there.
No guys want to chill no more. They left with Aaron.
Listen, there's a lot of guys out there. Ladies, don't listen to DJ Big Stu. These guys will wait.
They went out of style with Aaron Hall.
They will wait if that's what it is.
R. Kelly came out, took the look,
and started
bumping and grinding.
3 months? I think I could get to know him in a month. I think a month is good. A month and a half. I think a couple of dates, you know, y'all get to know each other if it's on that level. Sometimes you're just on a level of sexual, but if you're on a level of really meeting this female, I don't see why you can't wait a couple of weeks.
That's the fairy tale life that
so
used
what?
To happen
so they supposed to just have
back
sex
when Happy Days
day,
and Fonzie and
day?
Potsy and all of them was doing their thing, but this days has changed.
So what, that one day you go out, we supposed to just get it popping? That's the rule.
I'm not going to say the one date, but the one date usually happens a lot nowadays.
I mean,
you know, a lot of phone stuff be happening. By the time y'all done meet each other, it's already going down. A guy can tell, some guys can tell on the phone.
Nah, let me tell you, I know somebody that waited a while, like. This person was waiting for a guy, actually. You know, they kind of, like, had a long-distance little thing they was doing, whatever. And so this particular time, he finally came into town to see her, whatever. But, you know, they had their day, they chose whatever, but she was unhappy. Like, it was sex wasn't good. She didn't like the way he was acting. The whole vibe was off, so... You know, it could be both ways. She waited on him. You know what I'm saying? Even though he be traveling a lot, he just, you know, she waited on that. Like, all right, they had nice phone conversations. They was ready. They was already ready for when they seen each other. And when she did see him, she didn't feel him at all. So it's possible. That 90 days don't have to necessarily work. You and this guy got to be really in sync with each other already for him to even think about waiting that long. And, Well, think about waiting. It's nothing wrong with waiting if you're going to wait, but, you know. Don't sell yourself short that every guy in the world got to wait 90 days. Like, I think if it's going nice and you guys are having a nice vibe and y'all chilling and y'all ready to get it popping and y'all doing it, then what's the problem, you know?
Two things can happen
wrong.
Two
adults.
Guys, if you wait 90 days, you're setting yourself up for two things.
Setting himself up for what?
I ain't no hater or nothing. But he can't love you like I can. Trust me.
For the ex-boyfriend to come around and tell her this right here. I'm telling you. Because 90 days, she been thinking about him. Because he ain't never had no time to think about you to get off her, get him off your mind. Alright.
No, she not.
So,
you treated her right, especially.
This is what's gonna happen.
Y'all having a nice little dating moment.
So the 90 days, homeboy gonna get it in 4 days. He gonna say this to her right now.
As the clock strikes 12, I'm sitting here wondering how the hell did I let you leave? And baby, I know that I did my share of things. I'm just trying to get an understanding of what you do. Cause I'm halfway going crazy. Girl, they can't beat me. Feel
That's what will happen, fellas. Homeboy is sneaking in. You've been doing all this whining and dining and talking. Then the ex-boyfriend come out of nowhere. And he say everything homeboy said in the song. And then 90 days, she be saying, me and him worked it out. We think we're going to get it back together. We're going to try to make it out for the family. And we got the kids and whatever.
You know what I think?
I just want to be friends.
I think
you're
Sue
a great
waited
friend.
90 days and didn't get it. Because he is just shooting it down.
But I seen 90 days been waited on. And the answers is what I'm giving you is what happened to the couple of 90 days that I've been seeing.
And that's what happened to them?
Yep.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work out?
Nope.
Well, like I said, I've seen the experience too. My friend did not enjoy the person at all. They didn't have a good time. She didn't even want to see him no more. So she waited around and wasted time in her life for absolutely nothing. I don't know.
You don't know how he felt. Maybe she was nothing to him.
It could be possible. You understand what I'm saying? She might not like the vibe.
Maybe,
that's
maybe
what I'm saying. It didn't work.
Good because she wasn't good.
It could be. But what I'm saying, it didn't work. Bottom line. They didn't work. So it's possible.
He the one that took
saying?
The trip. She paid his way.
He was coming out. He was coming down your way. But he travels like that.
That's really messed up.
He travels like that. So
that's
you know.
Messed up.
What's
he should have went this road.
Oh, my goodness.
You would have been happy.
You would have been happy if you went this road.
I'm saying it.
This is K Nicole, Ladies Night, DJ Big Stu in the building, throwing all these songs in here. Like, come on, Stu, what's up with those
just
songs?
Just laying down the truth.
The truth.
Yep.
The truth. Listen, some people want to wait. Some people want to wait. And some people will not wait. So, you know, you just got to find that person that's going to wait with you. I don't know if I'm going to wait with you. I mean, I don't know. Let me turn it around. Now, if I met a guy that told me I had to wait 90 days, I don't know. It all depends on how them 90 days go. He might be torturing me for a whole 90 days, and that's not fair either. Is it fair for me to get tortured for 90 days?
Let me tell you something. On a girl, a guy can make a girl wait 90 days easy, unless she's a slut or a whore. But if she's not a slut or a whore, he can make a girl wait 90 days easy.
Yeah, a girl wait 90 days.
He can get her brain, break her down, and, you know, I explain myself with music better than anybody.
A girl away easy for 90 days. No problem.
All he got to do is come over to her and say.
A girl be in jail holding niggas down for years.
I'm telling you, she could be, if she like this dude and she could be horny as hell, she will stop if homeboy break her down like this.
Whatever.
Tell you. Just. It'd be just like this.
I don't wish you no bad luck, baby. Don't wish you no strength. I only want to expose your life to the finer things. I love you, my company, girl. You don't need no sympathy. Take you shopping out on the town. Would that make you feel your best? I'll go out of my way to make sure you have everything. I will be the one who will always be there to give you
whatever you want.
Whatever you want, whatever you need,
whatever you need.
whatever you need. Shit girl K Nicole, we back in the building. We got mixed answers going on between me and Stu. Not really. We on the same page. 90 days is a long time. But I do respect the people that wait that long or the people that feel like, you know, they have a moral obligation to hold on to the cookie. As long as they can hold on to the cookie. I mean, you know, he gave you the cookie. Use the cookie. Now, but on a serious note, you know, I mean, it's up to you. Anything is up to the person, the individual. You feel like you're going to wait, you're going to wait. If you feel like you, this person is...
Just use protection.
Exactly. Safe sex. The best sex.
If you go down fast. If you get taken down fast.
Yes, right.
If you let him take you down fast, make sure you use protection.
Definitely. Definitely use protection. You know, I don't know. I just think that, you know, we all got one life to live. Be careful with your life. Cherish your life, but enjoy your life. You know? I don't know. The more you go, right, the more you get experience. I don't know how it is. How I go like that.
But one thing I'm going to leave you ladies with. He ain't going to wait 90 days if he can't tell one thing.
What is that?
She like me. She want me. Flowing magic.
She like me. She want me. She'll never leave me lonely. No matter what. But I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that's where she gon' be. She likes me. She want me.
I'm never dead, you call. Needed something new, not something I said before. You need cars, state trips to Ecuador. I'm way different, I'll do things they can't afford. Me, I'm all, I'm daydreaming of love. And whatever is to come, I wanna treat you like a drum. And beat, beat, beat it up. Laying in the tub, S55 or the X6 truck. You way too beautiful to hang out with a scrub. I can shoot you through L block, kick it with the thugs. Everywhere we good, cause this is what I dug. When you around, it feel like I ate bugs. And all I can think is flow, don't fuck it up. Picturing you inside, naked, mink for the rugs. Beamed out for you like you my favorite drug. I'ma show you what it is, so forget what it was. I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wanted that girl. She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
I know she riding for me,
and if you're trying to find her,
that's where she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wanted that girl. She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
I know she riding for me,
and if you're trying to find her,
that's where she gon' be.
First time I saw you, I wanted to adore you. First call you, after that, spoil you. Hit up Macy's, Bloomies, or maybe Saks Fifth. I've dated Spanish, Asian, and even black chicks. I'm in here with magic, ears got carrots. Anything you want from now on, you may have it. I know that you for self, mini bar shelf. No roommate, driving frames, match the belt. She going out, so she hell hot. Leave the key in the mailbox. Learned that when I sell rocks. My hype, my type, she just right. There's not many girls that I tell about my life. Armani suit, I'm hicked out for the night. I can pull a boss girl, cause I'm a boss guy. Even though at times I know I'ma make her cry. Next day, yeah, I can put you in the sky.
I can fly. Tell, she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
I know she riding for me,
and if you're trying to find her,
that's where she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
I know she riding for me,
and if you're trying to find her,
that's where she gon' be.
Palm Springs, large things, very pink. It just clicked, wide hips, you should be my wings. Ride with me and stick by for everything. Her skin brilliant, young man, diligent. And she don't care about who I dated or who I did it with. That's why I had to bag her with my Harlem swagger. Pulled her past McNabb, she was captured. I don't even know what was then, only after. Are you gonna roll with a winner? No beef sticks, money's getting spent for the dinner. It's no secret, I could keep you warm in the winter with no heating. We could get it on in the bed with no needing. Pardon my mouth, baby girl, but it's the freakness. It ain't no myth, I ride in a 645 juice drip, and my rims got fat lips. If my girl find out, I'ma be in deep shit. I could tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wanted that girl. She'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
Boy, I know she riding for me,
and if you're trying to find her,
that's where she gon' be.
I could tell,
she likes me,
I can tell.
She wanted that girl.
Girl,
she'll never leave me lonely,
no matter what.
that one. Who's that, Stu?
That's my man, Flo.
That's Flo on Beast Stu Radio's Ladies Night. DJ Big Stu in the building. And we got the 90-day rule. You know, we in a debate about the 90-day rule. I mean, my total opinion is to each his own. You know, I don't think a guy is going to respect you any less if you let him wait 90 days or to 30 days. You understand what I'm saying? I think in due time, you'll know when you're ready. You just do things when you're ready and when you're comfortable and when you're ready for it. I don't know if you should be depriving yourself, because after them 90 days, you're not certain if you're going to even like this person or not. That person is not even certain they're going to like you after 90 days. But you will know whether or not you like the person or not within 90 days. But you could know that and have a good lay, and then you still be like, I don't like him. I don't know what to say. What you think, Stu?
I think it's time to go.
Time to go? Yeah, it's about that time. You know what? Before I go, we're going to put some music on, but I just want to say Beef Stew Radio, Ladies Night, every Friday. Every Friday, 11 o'clock. Make sure y'all check out DJ Big Stew. Got his new mixtape out. Coming to you soon, very, very soon. Them Harlem Kids. I make sure y'all go and download that Sisters on the Grind from .piff.com. You know, that Sisters on the Grind is popping. All them ladies on there is popping. So, you know, make sure y'all stay tuned in. We on this air 7 days a week. Beast Stew Radio, y'all. And good night. Good night.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Every time I see you, you make me wanna hold ya. You make me wanna get so close to you, close to you. Every time I see you, you make me wanna hold ya. So tell me, baby, what you wanna do? Every time I
work with, the one you flirt with, the one you see her worst, that's two things she perfect, the one one that gets you nervous when she turns in and talks to someone else just to keep you yearning. The one you go to lunch with and ride the bus with. The one who does the job all day like it was nothing. The one who punch you in when you're running late. Makes a banging stay, stunning day, and a great running mate. The one who helped you see at the Christmas party. The one you tell your boys you think is a hottie. The one you spent the weekend with on a sneaky tip. At work, don't speak of it, but your eyes revealing it. Because she catches them every time she passes by. Co-workers catching on and you have to lie. That's alright, the risk makes the force magnify. Half the time you can't every help acting like.
Beast, two, three, young.